Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 18 of the Radio Live Transmission Podcast, on which I bring you music reviews from music lovers. My name is Ryan. I'm your host. Thank you for listening. Today, I'm going to be reviewing four albums that came out on January 19th. The first one is from the Swedish duo First Aid Kit. The second is from the metalcore band of Mice and Men. The third review is from the California progressive rock band Perfect Beings. And the last review is of the sort of folk garage pop psych group, the Limignanas, that come from the south of France. So why don't we get right to it? Okay. So the first review is of the album Ruins from First Aid Kit. So from the outskirts of Stockholm, Sweden, sisters Clara and Johanna Soderberg return with their fourth full-length album entitled Ruins. It's an appropriate album title in that lyrically much of the songs here deal with loss and moving on in the wake of loss, presumably due in large part to Clara's having split up with her fiancé before the making of this album. Now for me, the title of the record is also appropriate in relation to the music, in that the Soderbergs sort of stand among the ruins of Americana as a genre of music, which is a genre that seems to fade more and more into obscurity as time goes on. What's fantastic is how the sisters approach Americana, showing great respect, especially on a track like Postcard, while carving out their own niche with elements of electronic music. A good example of this is a track called My Wild Sweet Love, and also Dreamy Pop on a track like Fireworks. It's this sort of specific melding of genres that propels the album forward, climaxing on the big band gang vocal conclusion of the track Hem of Her Dress, which surprised the hell out of me on my first listen, and now feels triumphant every time I reach it. The action dips down at the beginning of the closing track, Nothing Has to Be True, only to come back incredibly strong by the end, as an odd, dissonant swell of noise concludes the record, perhaps in an attempt to reinforce the idea of separation explored in the record's lyrics. The Soderbergs know how to use all the elements of Americana and country, you know, balancing pedal steel and Hammond organ and piano passages perfectly. The album also has a fresh, live sound that, for all its crispness, never feels overproduced. The band will be around for quite some time if they can keep the quality of their material at this level. This listener would have liked a bit more variety in the tempo of the tracks over the course of the record, but that hardly takes away anything from my enjoyment of the record. So I gave the album Ruins a rating of 8.5 out of 10, and for recommended listening, you should check out the tracks Fireworks and Postcard. Okay, so moving along, next record I am going to review is the record Defy from the California metalcore band of Mice and Men. All right, so California metalcore band of Mice and Men return with Defy, their first album since the departure of frontman Austin Carlisle. For a band that was once lauded for not sticking to a formula, as on their self-titled debut from 2010, of Mice and Men have reached a point where they seem to be running the risk of becoming a caricature of the tropes of the metalcore genre, and in a lot of ways a parody of themselves. First on the list here is the production. This record sounds slick as all hell, and the tendency of some of the clean vocal melodies to evoke like synthesized pop music only reinforces the spit shine that's on these tunes. And speaking of the tunes, I'd say they're middle of the road, still exhibiting the band's penchant for the duality, you know, of light and darkness, chugging metal riffs played against and at times assisted by electronic ambiance on Flower. But unfortunately, for me, the sheen on the production takes away from the intended effect of a heavy, you know, rapid fire track like Warzone or the, you know, Winding a Clock title track, which kicks off the record. The lyrics really are just complete cookie cutter metalcore cliches, you know, dealing in perseverance, following one's own path in life, living a life without fear, etc. And the cover of Pink Floyd's classic Dark Side of the Moon track Money seems nonsensical in its inclusion here on this album. My first thought upon hearing it is that perhaps Of Mice and Men are trying to revive the 90s nu metal cliche of bands including covers on their albums, you know, made famous by Disturbed, Burning Red era Machine Head, and Limp Bizkit, just to name a few. It makes sense in a fashion, since Of Mice and Men have, for me, become somewhat the metalcore equivalent of nu metal. But the bottom line is that I need more progression, or at least more variety in my metal, both musically and lyrically. I gather that I would have liked this album way more when I was a teenager. So I gave the record Defy a rating of 5.5 out of 10. And for recommended listening, you should check out the tracks Sunflower and Unbreakable. Okay, so moving on to the next record. It is the record Vier, that's V-I-E-R, from the Los Angeles progressive rock band Perfect Beings. Okay, so California prog band Perfect Beings returns with Vier, their third full-length record. Ambitious in length and scope, Vier runs 73 minutes and is divided, at least on paper, into four parts or movements. Now, while there's plenty on this record for both fans of progressive music, you know, and for a casual listener to appreciate, I feel as though Perfect Beings' self-titled debut record and the follow-up to that record, which was called Two, were more cohesive than this record and felt more like albums than an exploration. Of course, there's nothing wrong with exploration, and Perfect Beings do it to captivating effect all over Vier. While Yes and Peter Gabriel era Genesis are still the most obvious touchstones for the band's sound, I hear a very strong King Crimson influence coming through on this record, more so than on the previous two records. I gather this has much to do with the band's choice to be more exploratory. What makes this album truly interesting is the melding of influences. Album opener A New Pyramid kicks off with bouncy vocals from singer Ryan Hurtgen that wouldn't be out of place on a Sparks album, and then dives into some King Crimson territory with meandering flute passages and some very Robert Fripp-esque guitar riffing. Elsewhere, Pink Floyd and Led Zeppelin collide in a dystopian future on the track Enter the Center. Much of guitarist Johannes Lully's solo work is evocative of David Gilmour's, you know, hauntingly expressive work on later Floyd albums, but Perfect Beings never crossed the line into mimicry. Given the prog nature of the music, the fact that Hurgen's voice often sounds very similar to Steven Wilson, well known for being in the progressive rock band Porcupine Tree, did become distracting at times for me. That's not to take away from his vocals or the music in general. I do believe, however, that trying to push a more unique vocal style could help the band distinguish themselves more. You know, with a nice balance of cinematic instrumental tracks that act as connective tissue between the longer pieces, Vier is easy to lose yourself in. Will the casual listener invest in this type of album? Probably not. Perfect Beings' earlier records would serve to you know, break the ice a little bit better. But Vier, however, is a solid, ambitious statement from a band with no small amount of talent. So I gave the record Vier a rating of 8 out of 10, And for recommended listening, you should check out the tracks A New Pyramid and also Patience. Okay, so moving on to the last review for this episode and my personal pick of the week. It is the record Shadow People from the French duo The Limignanas. All right, so from the south of France come Leo and Marie Limignana with Shadow People, an endlessly interesting album, the nuances of which slowly unfold themselves for the listener upon multiple listens. Now, the duo classify their sound as garage pop psych on their Facebook profile, but that clinical description doesn't do justice to the aesthetic on Shadow People. Yes, garage rock forms the bedrock of the album, as such tracks as Istanbul is Sleepy, which features vocals from Anton Newcomb of the legendary band The Brian Jonestown Massacre, and the title track, which features vocals from Emmanuel Seigner, will show. The Limignanas lay several interesting and memorable layers on top of this foundation, however, dipping into psychedelia, most notably on the track Pink Flamingos, and enlisting none other than Peter Hook to play bass and trade vocals with Marie on a track called The Gift, which manages to meld the Limignana sound with a nod to Joy Division that I believe would bring a smile to Ian Curtis's face. Really, it's the handful of tracks, including the track Le Premier Jour, which means the first day, the track Dimanche, which means Sunday, and also the track Trois Banques, which means Three Benches, however, that I feel are the most compelling. The sound on these tracks conjures up somebody like Ennio Morricone's film scores in my mind, and gives these tracks a feeling of, I guess, a spaghetti western taking place somewhere in the French countryside. The Limignanas know a great deal about balance when it comes to their sound, and this album manages to present a listener with great variety while hanging together beautifully. I truly can't find anything negative to say about it, other than that it's always over too soon when I listen to it. So I gave the record Shadow People a rating of 9 out of 10. And for recommended listening, you should check out the tracks Istanbul is Sleepy and also the track The Gift. All right, so that wraps up the reviews for today's episode. Make sure you catch up with me next week or so. I'm going to be releasing episode 19, on which I review records from Evidence, Machine Head, Calexico, and the band Orphaned Land. All right, so thank you guys for listening. This is Ryan for the Radio Live Transmission Podcast, signing off.